Gun Control, written by Peter Corris and read by Peter Hosking. I did the web search as you do as soon as the client is out the door. Greenhall's company, Precision Instruments, Proprietary Limited, had been the recipient of awards and commendations from the medical profession, export organisations and economists. It employed a large number of highly qualified people at a state-of-the-art laboratory and factory complex in Alexandria. Its stock price was high, and several articles in professionally related magazines made the point that the company had prospered without government subsidy. A trawl through the print media sites turned up coverage of Patrick Greenhall's suicide. An ambulance and the police had been called to a flat in Balmain, where a man had been found with a gunshot wound to the head. He could not be resuscitated. Names emerged over a series of low-key reports. Timothy Greenhall, Patrick Greenhall, his partner Alicia Troy. The coroner found that Patrick William Greenhall had committed suicide while the balance of his mind was disturbed. As the father had said, his son's death had low news value, especially with other more sensational things going on. Unusually, there were no photos. It looked as though the Greenhall's attempt to downplay the event had worked. Neither Alicia Troy nor Kate Greenhall came up in my search. The only discordant note raised was with the Nowra Revitality Centre, which had been investigated a few years back for having an unqualified doctor practising on the staff. Reading between the lines, it looked as though the place was a detoxification clinic. I sat back and thought about what I'd learned. As always, the client never tells you the full story. Sensitive could mean a lot of things. Sexual, psychological, artistic. I'd been hired to discover some of the how of Patrick's death, but that was inextricable from the why. It takes something powerful to compel you to shoot yourself. More flinch at it than succeed. Hell is other people, someone once said. That's true in my experience, but it can be complicated. Hell can be the presence of other people or their absence. You can be alone in a crowd or a family or in a marriage. I was going to have to talk to some of those physically present and perhaps emotionally absent people. Tricky territory, but at least I had one solid starting point: to find the provenance of the gun that had killed Patrick Greenhall.